But listen, there's somebody else who's just a huge worker in the community, and that is Rob Linehan from Gyra. And I have Rob waiting. Rob, are you there? Hello.
Yes, Margaret.
Oh, good on you. Oh, that sounds great. Hello. That's good. Rob, thank you so much for coming on the show. You've got a pretty big event, or a significant event, lined up for this evening in Gyra, with the Greens upper house member, Amanda Cohen.
That's right, Margaret. Yeah, that's in relation to the movement, the Rural Action Group that's been based in Gyra for many, many years now, since the coalition government installed on us the Fit for the Future program, which was meant to reform councils. Well, we all know that that didn't work.
Yeah, it was a long project, and what was actually started by local government to try and get a bit more money out of the state government. That went pretty wrong, didn't it?
Well, that's right, and as we all know, local government is a vital part of particularly regional communities right around the nation, as we just said, it was meant to be a reform package which totally failed, and it's always been about funding for local government, I found, all my life, and the lack of it, of course, we're talking about, and the changes that came about. Anyway, this group called the Save and Grow Gyra Group have had a separate application for a separation of Armidale Regional Council, which should bring about two viable councils, we believe, one based in Armidale and one based in Gyra.
Yeah, and, I mean, just for people who are new to the area, and believe it or not, there are, I met a lovely lady called Linda who's only been here a few months, and there are many people who knew who were coming up to the area. They may not know that in about 2016, that Gyra, which was always a strong and independent local government area in its own right, was forcibly joined up to or amalgamated with the Armidale Demerit Council to form Armidale Regional Council, which has been going, for about 8 years now, I suppose, for 6 years. There are varying opinions, but it hasn't really settled, has it? As a new entity.
It's just an unfortunate situation we were put into by the state, and without any real research and the Fit for the Future process involved some criteria, and we were given the opportunity to ask for what we wanted, and the Gyra community was very strong in resisting any form of amalgamation and wanted to retain its autonomy and remain as the Gyra Shire Council. And some of that criteria, there was about five main sections of it, which we passed all except one, which was scale and capacity, which was only to do with our population size and our area. They completely ignored the fact that being small, didn't mean we were financially unviable. We were hugely successful and had a 110-year history of it. And we lost all that, and there'll always be a difference in regional areas right around Armidale being a wonderful city as it is, and we just aren't getting treated as we would like to be, as we were when we were Gyra under the new regime, which is a city-centric council, and simply because of the weight of numbers, it's unlikely that we'll ever get very much representation for Gyra on the current council. That's why we've got an application in the state government at the moment, and there's been some toing and froing and some rather underhanded activities from the Office of Local Government. That's about as far as I'll go with that. We have several communications picked up with the Minister for Local Government, Mr. Ron Hoenig, and we're not getting satisfaction whatsoever. So there was a group of some 10 or 11 councillors right around regional New South Wales that got together, and we formed a thing called DNA, which stands for Demerge New South Wales Alliance. And okay. That's been hugely successful.
Right. So who are some of those demergers have actually, one of them at least has already happened, hasn't it?
Oh, well, no, it hasn't.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Another case in point, Margaret, which we can discuss. But that involved Peter Munder and Gundagai who were granted a demerger under the last coalition government by Wendy Tuckerman, who was the minister, and we had an election where our government changed to Labor, as we're all aware now, and they backed away from inflation. And that's involving a lot of a movement of certain sections within the legislation of the government.
Okay, righto.
And and that's where Amanda Cohen comes in. She was one of the very few. MLC, as you said before, she's a member of the Legislative Assembly, the upper house, state government level, and she's one of the very few MPs, whether it be upper or lower house, that actually took an interest and really is passionate about getting something done for particularly regional councils. But it's not only regional, it's also some of these metropolitan councils aren't happy either.
Yeah.
And She presented amendments to the bill to try and counter some of the amendments that were coming from the law. Unfortunately, they didn't get through.
Mm.
And we thought in Gyra, well, we've still got a lot of ratepayers up here who aren't happy and do want to do something if it's a possibility.
Mm.
And I believe there is still a slim chance with Labor that something may happen. And that's why we've invited Amanda to come and speak to some of our ratepayers in person, and they can put some pertinent questions to her, and I'm sure she'll give us some valuable information. Because it's fair to say that most of our communities now, either within this particular local government area, are totally unaware of what's really going on and the problems that lie in front of us, and something's got to be done. And we still hold a lot of responsibility on the former government with this amalgamation process, which we know has been a total failure.
Well, they're having a few of their own problems at the moment as the opposition, with a meeting this morning to discuss the relationship between, it's a coalition obviously between the National Party and the Liberal Party. They're having their own dramas at the moment, I think.
They are indeed, but I think you'll find I did hear something just on ABC radio just a while ago that they've come to an arrangement of some sort. So there's problems all around.
Yeah.
At government level, and there's no reason why local government can't return back to a more simplified form of government representing the ratepayers within areas. And the idea of the Fit for the Future thing was, let's amalgamate them, make it more efficient. Well, that never works at local government level. Small is, big is not better in regard to local government, and that's been proven without any shadow of a doubt now. The diseconomies of scale, once you start shoving a lot of small councils together with a bigger city-centric council, these little councils just feel disenfranchised entirely now, and that's what we're trying to remedy. And while ever Labor's doing what they're doing, there's a slight chance there. We'll be there with our hand up.
So, Rob, what do you think Amanda's going to talk about tonight? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people interested out there. We are in the kind of moving into the middle of winter, but so what? It's a good time to meet up with friends in a warm and friendly environment. It's at the bowling club in Gower, I think, tonight.
That's right, 5:30 tonight. Mm-hmm. There will be a brief meeting of our executive, which will only take a few minutes, a few formalities to get through, and then we'll start with a guest speaker. And I can't see that it'll last that long, but she'll have questions before her from us as an executive. And it's good to get someone who's actually been in one of the houses in Parliament while all this was going on. All we get is the threads from people that you hope are giving you the right information.
Yeah.
And it's always great to hear from someone, particularly when she prepared the bill herself, with some guidance from people like us in the regional areas. But it wasn't successful, and the bill's still there, and it may be revisited yet, and they're sort of the questions we wanted to ask her.
So the Labor Party has basically tried to make it harder to... can you explain a little bit about the background to this? There is a process for demerging, but it's become a little bit more difficult, or threatened to be more difficult, Rob?
That's exactly right. One of the amendments that came directly from the minister...
Mm-hmm. And that's the Honourable Ron Hoenig. He's the Labor Minister for Local Government, yeah.
That's right. Well, one of his amendments to... 218, section 218 of the Local Government Act, which was instigated by Labor themselves when they were in opposition, not only shortly prior to the last election, where that the amendment to the bill then, it was called 218CC, which involved a council being able to conduct a plebiscite,
right,
on the former local government
properties,
have a plebiscite within that area to decide whether the demerger or the formation of a new council area was warranted.
Right, a plebiscite, fancy word for just a vote. Everybody, one vote, one person.
That's right, yes.
Yep.
And the key to it was the government would be deemed, if the community wanted a demerger, to finance it.
Mm.
Well, what Haney did when he got appointed the new minister, he's butchered that 218, and it's now called 218CD.
Okay.
He says you can still have your plebiscite, but we won't finance it.
Right, yeah.
Which actually shuts down the whole demerger efforts from any council, because there's no council out there that can finance their own demerger. All their finances were taken away and swallowed up.
And it's inequitable anyway, because, I mean, it wasn't as if those local communities asked to be merged. In fact, though, it was done very much against their will by the state. So it's a little bit rude to suggest that individuals have got to put their hand in their pocket for a mistake, if it proves to be a mistake that somebody else made without any choice. Yeah.
Well, the Gyra case, we still have a very good chance. Because our application for separation has gone to Mr. Hoenig under 215 of the Act, and that's where your layman on the street loses it. Fair enough. I mean, you can't expect everyone to be knowing what the Local Government Act is, like I do. But that does provide way for us. It's a little bit scratchy in how we prove that the community want it,
Yep.
It would appear that we only need 10% of the former Gyra local government area. We only need 10% support to warrant the application for separation of the council area to be passed on to the Boundaries Commission by the minister.
Right.
And the that's the stage we're at now, and that's where Amanda Cohen got involved.
Ah, okay.
We're hoping that we can achieve something under 215 of the Act.
Right, right. So that's basically demonstrating that at least 10% of the community is unhappy. They would like either a new entity or a return to the old entity. And Amanda's across all that.
Yes, yeah, on that, we were led to believe initially when we formed our, which took nearly 2 years from a group of us, prepare the documentation to go to the Office of Local Government. That was fine. We did all that. And we were told that we needed 10% of the whole local government area of the newly formed Regional Council.
That's a bit of a trick.
Which meant we needed a couple of thousand. Well, we've got those.
Right.
So either way, we've got the required support.
Right. Okay.
Interestingly enough, amongst that 2,000, there's quite a few that are former Armidale Demerit ratepayers and city dwellers, Armidale City themselves. We've got hundreds and hundreds of signatures from them. And there's a lot of people out there realising that, you know, it's not just all about Gyra being badly treated.
Yeah.
The whole area is not working well at the moment, and I believe we have enough area to form two new viable councils, one based in Armidale and one in Gyra, and that's where we're going.
Right.
And both the Sale and the magnificent Gyra Township will both flourish.
Yes.
Long into the future.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, well, I mean, I moved to Gyra, when was it? In 1998, I think, and I was just so impressed back then. I'd come straight from Sydney and I thought, wow, this is just a community that really, really works hard together. A lot more voluntary work done visibly than I was used to in, you know, the sort of northern suburbs in Sydney, but just really, really working hard. And yeah, it had its very strong ethos, and the council was always at hand to help the community, you know, with things like advice on insurance or governance and things like that. Yeah. You're still there with us, Rob?
Yeah, mate. Yeah,
good on you. Can hear you lighting a truck or something. Yeah, I was really impressed, and I remember there were attempts way back then in the early 2000s to force a merger, and that was fought off, and it's been tough on Gyra, hasn't it, for so long, fighting off and then eventually just being overwhelmed in 2015 or 2016 with this forced amalgamation. But you guys have battled on in an extraordinary way, I think, with, you know, a vision for a different kind of future to the one where you're sort of, you know, part of a much larger regional council. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And I have a long history in Gyra. I'm not local, but I've been here since my early 20s.
Oh, Rob, I would call you local. I know that my test is probably a lot laxer than some of the, you know, the multi-generational residents, but you're as local as they get, as far as I'm concerned. Go on, Rob.
Well, there's a small nucleus of good friends of mine now.
Yeah, yeah.
That made this commitment some 7 years ago now that we would never give up on this.
Good on you.
We're still there, and while ever there's...
Well, you're in good company. You're in good company. It was Winston Churchill who said, never, ever, 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 ever give up, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob, keep going, yeah.
No, you're all right. Well, that's basically the reason why we're still around, because we just made a commitment to our community that we'd go on with this.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very strong committee, and I've been involved in sporting groups and community groups, the Show Society, and nearly everything that happens, as I have in Armidale too.
Yes, I know, Rob, yeah.
And you know, I just love being part of these communities where we've got strength, and, you know, when you're in trouble, you know where to go. You've got a great community behind you.
Well, exactly, and I think it's so... It's so ironic, you know, because, look, I've got a foot in both camps. I grew up in Sydney, but I was born down in Wollongong, and I've lived up here for many years now. And, you know, there's an expectation, and I was in Sydney on the weekend, and, you know, I was just sort of a bit aghast at, as I often am, at the amount of money that's been spent on, you know, new infrastructure, and I saw all those light rail trains zipping up and down, most of them almost empty at 10 p.m. You know, down George Street, they've torn up George Street and turned it into a sort of light rail precinct. Some of them not. I noticed there was one that was fairly full that was heading out to Randwick, so it was a longer trip. But, you know, the other ones were just, you know, barely one or two people in three carriages, so two or three carriages. So, you know, I just think it's amazing. You know, you hear from Sydney, oh, well, you know, you people are resilient. You can figure out a way to get around and look after yourself. After all, you're country folk, you know, or, you know, you're bushies or whatever. But when you are resilient and just say no, you know, we are resilient and we want to run our own future, you're facing these legislative... I suppose, legislative blockages, roadblocks, if you like. But Amanda will be up here anyway to talk about all that and give you a bit. And your meeting is open to anybody in the community, as I understand it.
Yes.
To come and talk about. Anyway, and she'll answer questions as well about the process that you're in the middle of, or that you're, you know, progressing, I suppose.
That's right, and, you know... We're looking for from her, and, you know, I'd just like to remind ratepayers that, you know, that not art, and there's one important thing to remember in this marvellous country we live in. We have a democratic right to control our own destiny at local government level, and it's all that's left of a lot of these small regional areas who have a fantastic contribution to make to the GDP and the social structure of the whole nation.
That's right.
Yeah, so, and I want to see it maintained.
Good on you, Rob. Well, listen, thanks so much. So that's Amanda Cohen, MLC. She'll be up there at the Save and Grow Gara meeting, I assume it is, starting with a very short section of your normal meeting at the opening, and then... throwing open the floor to Amanda and questions that Save and Grow Gara have for her, and then questions from the audience as well. It's very generous of Amanda Cohen to come. It's a pretty long trip in the middle of winter for her to come up and be part of the event this evening.
Yes, it is, and we're very appreciative. Mm. We invited her some 3 or 4 weeks ago, and she absolutely didn't even take 30 seconds to make her mind up. She instantly said, yes, I'll be there.
Well, that's terrific. That's terrific, Rob. Well, look, thanks so much for letting us know, and everybody's welcome. And, of course, if they need to buy a meal or some refreshments, you're there in the bowling club and they're available there as well. So it's well worth the trip. Fantastic. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you, Margaret.
Good on you. All the best.